This is a See Jason podcast, and I'm Inse Schmidt from Boston University and Boston Medical Center. I'm privileged to share the findings from our study with you that focused on the identification of new biomarkers of kidney disease histopathology and prognosis. Current biomarkers of kidney disease have limitations as they do not capture histopathologic correlates of the underlying disease or yield specific information about individual prognoses. To address this, we used the Boston Kidney Biopsy Cohort, a prospective observational cohort study of patients undergoing a clinically indicated native kidney biopsy with adjudications performed by two renal pathologists who provided semi-quantitative scores of kidney inflammation, fibrosis, vascular sclerosis, and tubular injury. Using the Olink proteomics platform, we measured 225 plasma proteins in 549 study participants and tested associations between all biomarkers with three measures: histopathologic lesions, kidney disease progression, and death. The analyses were adjusted for multiple testing using Bonferroni correction. The top-performing markers positively associated with acute tubular injury and interstitial fibrosis and tubular atrophy were kidney injury molecule 1, also known as KIM-1, and VSAT and immunoglobulin domain-containing protein 2, or VSIG2. VSIG2 has not been studied previously in the setting of CKD. We identified 30 proteins that were associated with higher risks of kidney disease progression and observed the strongest association with placental growth factor, a member of the VEGF family that has been studied in preeclampsia. 35 proteins were independently associated with death. 30 of those were associated with higher risk of death with TNF-related apoptosis-inducing ligand R2 as the top-performing marker, a well-known key mediator of apoptosis. 5 biomarkers had an inverse association with death. Here, the top-performing marker was stem cell factor, or SCF. Low levels of SCF have also been reported to be associated with mortality in previous studies. In summary, we identified several biomarkers associated with kidney disease histopathology and prognosis, many of which have not been reported previously and may represent important avenues for future research. I would like to close by thanking the editorial team at CJSON and acknowledging my co-authors who all made important contributions to this work.
This podcast is copyrighted by the American Society of Nephrology. All rights reserved. All content in this podcast is for informational purposes only and is not intended to be medical advice. This podcast should not be used in a medical emergency or for the diagnosis or treatment of any medical condition. Please consult your doctor or other qualified healthcare provider if you have any questions about any medical condition or before taking any drug, changing your diet, or commencing or discontinuing any course of treatment. Thank you for listening to this podcast from the American Society of Nephrology.